You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today is Budget Day, when the government will explain how it will spend money and manage the economy for the upcoming year. The budget will be released in full at 2pm, but several pre-budget announcements have already been made by the government. For Politics with Marnie Dunlop, I caught up about the Budget Day fanfare and what we can expect. I started by asking what the atmosphere was like at Parliament.
Yeah, for sure. Kia ora tātou. Budgets or Tahua 2026, it's always a bit of an affair, and the beehive is, no pun intended, buzzing of lots of activity. And, you know, it's been kind of that the whole week as people prepare for Budget Day. And the technicalities of it, I guess, like logistical sides, is quite interesting for people who don't know or haven't been in a lock-up before, is what it's called. So the lock-up starts officially at 10:30, and so all the journos and officials and other media are in the banquet hall, locked up literally, with no access to the outside world, and we're handed the budget on a USB and hard copies, and then we're given a few hours to go through it and write our stories, and then it gets lifted at 2 o'clock, and that's when it goes live. And then the Finance Minister, Nicola Willis, does her speech in the House, delivering the budget, and then the opposition parties have their opportunity to respond, as well as the coalition partners doing their budget speeches. And then after that, they come out of the House and then they do their stand-ups with media, and then obviously most media outlets are doing a budget show live. We are on Whakaata Māori from 3:30 till 5, and so we'll be kind of rolling interviews of the ministers and other reaction of what the budget might look like and might deliver for New Zealanders.
We've had some clues already about what that could look like. Could you go through some of the key pre-budget announcements?
Yeah, some of the key pre-budget announcements is obviously the quite significant one of the public sector cuts of almost 9,000 jobs, which will save, the plan is to save the government just over $2 billion. That wasn't received well, obviously, especially in Wellington, where they've already faced a lot of cuts in the public sector, and you know, our unemployment rates, especially our youth unemployment rates, which is another story, are extremely high. And so that last year's budget was the pay equity woman wahine paying for the budget, and this year it seems to be the public sector, which has already been slashed significantly. Other areas is obviously social housing and some of the changes in that they will be for low income, for social housing tenants. You know, they're having to adjust the amount in which they give to pay for their rent from 25% to 30%, which could be up to $40 a fortnight for those families in need. So yeah, those are just some of the pre-budget announcements. Obviously a few other peripheral ones around education that Minister Sanford has announced, and a few other little things here and there, but those are kind of the major things that are quite related to how this budget will be paid for.
Is there any indication about what could be in the budget today? And I'm asking in particular for Māori as well.
Yeah, I mean, going off the last two budgets, there isn't much hope of anything Māori targeted, because last year we saw a massive slash, especially in Māori housing funding, which was put back into the universal pool. The only thing that was given to Māori last year was a top-up for Māori wardens, a little bit in education. So this year, and speaking to Māori economists and other Indigenous advocates earlier this week around what we could expect, the message was pretty clear that we should really be expecting not much at all. And Huhana Linden was just coming past the office before, and we're like, oh, what do you reckon? And she goes, oh, well, I would be flabbergasted and probably faint if we have anything Māori focused in this budget. And so it's not looking to make, there may be some sweeteners, what they like to call them. Obviously you hear a lot of language with budget around lolly scrambles and sweeteners and those sorts of things to kind of, an election year especially, to distract people from actually the core issues of the cost of living crisis, and also the disproportional impact that Māori face within, you know, our social outcomes. However, you know, it's also really, it's going to be a tight budget with not many treats for anybody, it seems, and that's what they've been indicating, and the Prime Minister has been calling it a growing-up budget, whatever that might look like, and so we'll see. So Māori are not holding their breath for what could be delivered to them, and they're fearing more and further cuts and disproportional impact under this government, as has been shown in the last two budgets.
There's been a lot of discussion about young people in the past few news cycles, and thinking the scrapping of fees free, the high youth unemployment rates, and the continued amount of young people who are going to Australia. So for our student listeners, what should we expect for students and rangatahi more broadly?
Yeah, well, yesterday in the House at question time, this question was put to the Finance Minister around, you know, youth unemployment rates. And as you said, you know, those figures that were the analysis of some figures yesterday, especially around in the regions of, you know, over 40% of young people not in education or training or mahi, and particularly I think most hardest hit was the Opotiki district. And so that question was put to the Minister, and she kind of teased, she was like, there will be something that will cater to young people in this budget, but you know, how long's a piece of string? We're not too sure what will that look like. Who will it be targeted to? Will it be targeted to the regions? Will it be targeted to students, you know, in the main centres, and whether or not also there may be something in the tertiary sector that could potentially be announced as well.
And is there anything else we should know about this budget or the budget process?
With the fuel crisis and, you know, the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, it's really, it has meant that this budget will be tighter and more so than probably originally planned. So they're trying to kind of manage low expectations, and it'd be hard to leave an election year for the government not to provide something that can kind of, appeal to voters while, you know, for this government and for this coalition government. I think because of that ever-changing environment, it's meant that the budget has had to probably adjust in the same way. So, yeah, we'll see. At 2 o'clock, everything will be made clear.
That was Marnie Dunlop from Te Ao Māori News ahead of today's 2 p.m. budget announcement.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.